rectum.
Take a look at that and tell me what you see.
PP. Testicles, rectum.
Please use the scientific.
Like this is somebody that fell off something and landed wrongly and splatted.
Yeah, he fell wrongly.
Falls on either side.
He fell wrongly from heaven.
So am I? Where am I looking? Is it this way? Is it?
No. It's fully. It's on the front.
Is that the front? So my
it's on the front.
My butthole is facing front. Yeah. If I have this disorder,
yes, exactly. Yeah. But there
that could be a weapon.
It is, in
and
many
it's a
cases.
Defensive mode
for
as
real,
well.
Like
it
a skunk.
Defensive. You can use that for your own survivability, and here's why. Yeah. Survivability is important these days. We all know that it's very hard to survive in this world as a human being. We're at the bottom of the food chain, and bears are always looking for a human being to eat. Bears are more and more comfortable encroaching on human habitats these days, and so more people are being eaten by bears. The number one way to avoid being eaten by a bear is to cover your dick and balls in shit. Because that's the first thing bears go for if they attack you. They eat your
balls.
They
want your dick?
They eat your dick and balls first, and then the rest of you.
Dick fiends.
So, my art theory, the theory is that if you wipe properly, and by properly I mean you wipe from back to front, you will survive a bear attack. And
what if you use a bidet?
Then you're fucked.
Yeah. Or how about those like lazy
son of a bitch.
How about those lazy guys sitting on pensions with just sitting on their asses all day drinking beer and working on the grill and sitting out the old camper, you know?
Low levels of survivability.
Yeah, as long as they don't have a bidet, then they're probably fine.
But they just smell like shit anyway.
If they don't have a bidet, they're not living life.
If they smell like shit anyway, like, you know, does that increase their chances of surviving?
The shit smell is one of the reasons that bears will not come near you. That's
just
that's
one.
Why
that's
we have a lot
layer.
Of fat campers.
That's the
exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're smart.
I learned something today.
Yeah. I'm a wildlife expert as well.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of animals, but not bears. Bears are not animals. Yeah. I started recording, by the way. Just because I thought that was a funny conversation to jump into. We're talking about CBD, right? What's CBD mean again?
Cock and balls disorder.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You were listening. Good job.
The diagram was very helpful.
Was it? I had a medical expert that we have in-house with a sketch artist in-house draw that up for you. That's Ryan. I had him draw up a sketch of CBD, cock and ball disorder, for Ryan so that he could fully understand the disorder.
The gravity of the situation.
The gravity of...
It sounds like a serious disorder, but also has some perks.
It has. Yeah, much like everything, there's a silver lining.
Right.
And you have to really kind of, you know, leverage that whenever you can.
Exactly.
Like, for instance, they're finding with more and more research that the eunuchs that the Maharaja would, you know, hire to guard his harem, oftentimes, more often than not, had CBD in addition to being castrated as small boys. So... they would have like an all sort of like, you know, weird situation going on. Made them completely uninterested in the harem, but very angry and very good guards.
But never did they die of a bear attack.
Never once.
All right.
I also heard with a bear attack, you're supposed to run zigzag. I guess they'll outrun a human, no problem. Oh. But like if they have to turn... it'll struggle for them, and then it'll wear them down, and then you'll be able to like.
That sounds like if you punch a shark in the face, it's going to go away. Like it's not ever going to happen.
I mean, if you're very athletic, maybe, but like if you're with fat, lazy camper, it's going to be rather difficult.
Is that why a bear attack has never occurred at the NFL Combine? Because there's just too many guys just zigzagging.
Serpentine all the time.
Yeah,
that would be interesting. Like remember, like medieval times, like the. What's it in Greece? The Colosseum.
The Colosseum,
yeah. What they'd do is they'd feed men to the lions, and people would just sit there and watch it.
Right.
Could you imagine if that was now, and we would do that?
Yeah, I think The Rock hosts that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Titans.
Titans.
You can watch it on Hulu.com. I haven't seen that show. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no.
I wanted to see it for like a couple seconds, but that's about as far as I got.
Is that supposed to be like Average Joe's on that, or is that
I don't think
like
so.
American Warrior, where they have like the NFL or post WWE guys?
From the ads, I feel like it's like Ninja Warriors, but tough guy strongmen kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, better, stronger ninjas or something. I don't know.
Better, stronger ninjas.
Hey, guys.
Burly ninjas.
Oh, is this turning into a dance party?
Welcome to Slappin' Bird Pod.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're here with, welcome to Slappin' Bird Pod. If you made it 5 minutes into the intro, this is Slappin' Bird Pod. I'm here with Nico.
Hello.
Mr. Nico. I'm here with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes, it's Benjamin Netanyahu. Not Netanyahu. That guy is in some serious trouble
right
now.
He's in hot water. He's in big
Netanyahu,
trouble.
Netanyahu, however, just owns Yoo-Hoo drink.
Those are delicious.
You're on thin ice.
Get your Yoo-Hoo. Use Yahoo Mail.
Your greasy chocolate water.
Greasy chocolate water and your angry people on the internet. I started those things.
Good for you. Alex, the other host, who's my brother, is not here. He got hit by lightning again.
Usually doesn't happen more than once.
Just can't keep lightning away from that guy for some reason. I don't know what it is.
He got hit, struck by lightning, and then a truck ran his leg over.
That's shocking.
Just one? Was he doing split?
He was doing balance beam exercises in the middle of the freeway in the rain.
That's hardcore.
And he had a gigantic copper rod sticking out of the balance beam.
Naturally.
You know, I told him so many times to stop doing that, especially while wearing a shirt that says, "I bet you can't hit me, you fucking truck drivers."
Yeah.
You know,
it's not the first time, though.
Fucking begging for it
never
at that point.
Especially really that font. You had to squint. He's just bound to get hit.
Yeah.
Man.
It was what, Comic Sans?
Yeah. Don't ever use Comic Sans.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the angriest font, really.
It's not funny at all.
It's not.
So, yeah, Slappin' Bird Pod, we're here with Alex Iovino.
Thank you very much, and I'm also here with my sponsor as well.
Is he your AA sponsor?
Not necessarily. Say AAA.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm moving out to Worcester, later Pawtucket.
Yeah.
My sponsor today is Sweet Sensation, second time around undergarments. The only authorized dealer of used Hanes Michael Jordan underwear. Remember, Sweet Sensation. When we mean authentic, we mean it. Get the Sweet Sensation.
Wow.
Now back to you, Greg.
Beautiful. That was a beautiful sponsorship right there. I can't wait to go and get my used Hanes underwear.
Look who you got your Hanes on now. And
you don't need a ticket of authenticity. Just
no.
Okay, I believe you.
All right.
I'm going to need a certificate.
You're going to need a certificate, a cert of auth. We also have Ryan on the podcast.
Thanks hey.
For Ryan.
Ryan.
So Ryan told me before we started recording that he actually, before he came here, he beat a guy with a baseball bat to death, which is crazy. Good, give it up for Ryan.
Well, I mean, thank you.
And it wasn't even for anything.
It was my fucking parking spot, okay?
Road rage.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Wow.
I had my blinker on.
It's Rhode Island.
We properly parallel parked, reversed. He just forward right in. And while he was beating the shit out of him, I parked. So
it worked out.
It's a small state. There's only one parking lot in this entire state. You got to fight for what you got.
And they charge you $25.
And then they tax it too, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Gina.
Unbelievable.
Rhode Island humor.
Taxes.
And they have the big sign that says tips are welcome.
Tips or tits?
Both.
Tits are welcome.
Yeah.
Or like the game I played in high school, Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
What was that game about?
Come here, I'll show you.
Okay, here I come. All right, show me.
All right. Show him the tits.
Oh, that's what it's about.
This is the part of Slappin' Bird Pod where we all do sounds of people taking out their penises.
Ryan's dick is actually a moray eel. Wow, crazy. It's insane.
I want to see a slinky that looks like a dick. That would just be hilarious to me. Just see a dick flopping down a stair.
That sounds tragic.
It does sound tragic.
That would make me sad if I saw that.
You're right. I want to see
and some guy chasing after it. No.
That's mine. I hate Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
Only on a Monday would your
dude. Fall down speaking of Mondays, fucking Maury. You know how Maury, like every episode of Maury is like, it's just like a badass kid, and he's just like, I hate my parents. I wish my dad was dead and my mom is a slut. No.
Yeah. You know, they frequently go that way.
And the thing is that they always, Maury's like, well, you know what, son? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you to boot camp. And then he like ends up going to boot camp, and like some fucking drill sergeant's like yelling in his face like, what are you doing here, you fucking scum? I'm going to fucking shit on your face tonight while you sleep. And then he's the little kid's like, oh my God. By like the first hour, the kid's broken, totally broken. And then he comes back like 7 weeks later, and Maury's like, welcome back. Here we got little Billy. Billy's back from boot camp, and he's a totally changed boy. And they do that like thing, like the pre-recorded footage, which is like all like, you know, the camera angles were crazy. They like shoot the kid from like 40 different angles. He can be like, I'm sorry, mom and dad, now I'm back. I'm better than ever, and now things are going to be okay.
Was that your nuts. Episode?
That was an episode.
That's crazy. I don't know what's crazier, that about that topic of that episode, or that people still watch Maury Povich.
That's the crazy thing. Yeah, he's still on the air. He's still alive, still and he looks the same air. As he did back when I was a kid.
Well, people got to know who the father is of these various seriously. Children.
Yeah, there's still problems someone's to solve. Gonna
I want to bring back, who's that guy with the teeth? The, oh man, something Downey Jr., Norton Downey Jr. show? Something like that?
I don't recall a Norton Downey Jr. show.
I believe Maury has teeth.
Did you just hear the cricket sound? Nice.
Maury's whole thing is he doesn't have teeth.
Maury's the toothless guy. That's how he got his start. He was like, there's too many guys with teeth in the game. I'm going to knock them all out. Dink, 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 dink. I'm going to tell kids to go to boot camp. He whistled? Was that when he talked? Was he like an old prospector type
no,
guy?
No, he was just a big loudmouth. Let me see if I can find a thing for
look
him.
That one up.
I got a phone right here. I can look it up. Wasn't he?
We all have phones right here, Greg.
It's the fucking 21st century. All right, Greg, you're not special.
No, actually, everyone's phone got taken at the door.
It was supposed to.
I have my fucking secondary phone that I keep, you know, tucked into my sock. No one knows it's there.
Until now. We found out.
Well, you know, I have my tertiary phone, too, so don't worry about that.
The one that's grafted to your thigh.
Well,
yeah, try taking that.
Second you step into that stable and you start getting an R&T from one of our EAs, you will understand.
Morton Downey Jr. show.
Morton Downey Jr.
You youngins might be a little young for this, but this dude was a nutbag. He was a crazy person. Watch some of his clips.
Oh, my God. Look at
he
this
really
guy.
Is the guy oh, with yeah. the teeth.
He's all teeth,
no
man.
No fucking way. He's all teeth.
And you guys are looking at me like I'm a crazy person.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop making it up. Look at that guy's teeth. Crazy.
My eyes
guy with the
open.
Teeth? Like
is
the guy
this
without
a photo
the teeth?
Of him right yeah, before right? he lynched somebody? I don't know what's going on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he's holding
it's
a noose.
Possible. Yeah. I used to. I think I. This is back.
He
used to smoke on air.
He should be on CNBC on Mad Money.
Is he... Is he a Mormon? He looks Mormon to me.
How does a religious person have a look? Well, I guess Amish has a look. I take it back.
Mormon
Hasidic Jew? You know what? I immediately take it back.
You know, those Amish people, they got their fucking cybernetic visors.
Those
and
Amish.
Their exosuits and all that crazy technological shit.
I want one of their scooters, for real.
Not Amish.
You seen their scooters? They're dope.
The Amish scooters?
Hell yeah.
What are they powered by?
Their feet.
Feet-powered scooters? Yes. Are they Razor scooters?
No, they have like... you gotta Google it, man.
There's so much
They traverse all kinds of miles on those things. I feel like they'd be good in the area.
Yeah?
All those city bikes are dope. You guys ever ride those things? Those things are amazing.
Are they the red ones
oh, yeah.
that you see everywhere?
They do like 20 miles an hour. Like, they're solar-powered assist, like electronic assist. So I Uber into Providence to do my drinking, and one night I did that, and I freaking went bar hopping on the city bikes, and I got one. I've just chained it right, you know, it's got the lock all hooked in. You just put it right up and go to the bar, have a couple drinks, freaking
nice.
rent it again, go somewhere else. It was $2 for 30 minutes. Like, you shit me, it cost me $6 the whole night to fuck around on that thing, and it was amazing. I got a video of it later if you want to show it.
How do you get one? Do you have to go to like
you have an
dealer?
Uber app? No, you have to go to an Uber app, and you walk up to it with your phone and you say, I want to rent this fucking bike, and it GPSs to it and it says, is it bike number 478? You look 478. Yep, I get this one. Okay, go
no
for a ride,
fucking
fucker.
Way.
It's
so
amazing.
When you're done
so
with it,
awesome.
You just leave it somewhere.
You're supposed to
tie it to something, but you see them everywhere. They just fucking, they just drop them wherever.
Didn't people like throw them into the river?
Probably. There's videos of people like going up BMX trails with them and shit, freestyling and shit. It's awesome.
How far can you ride that?
Wherever,
like
however far you want. No, wherever the fuck you want. There's no, it doesn't like shut off. You can go to California and just drop it somewhere. And
no fucking way.
Like, I don't think I don't think they figured anyone's going to do that, but you could definitely do that for sure.
There's a new game coming out. It's Matt Hoffa's City Bike Extreme.
R.I.P. Matt Hoffa.
Oh yeah, he died. Yeah. Well, his
Jimmy
estate.
Hoffa?
His estate. No, Matt Hoffa. He was a BMX bike rider.
Matt Hoffman.
Hoffman. Yeah.
And Dave Mira died too.
Are we
too.
Dumb?
Wait. Matt Hoffman's dead.
The only BMX bikers I've really heard of was Matt Hoffman and Dave Mira, and I guess is Matt.
Oh wait, Hoffman's. Is Dave Mira the one that one of them?
Dave Mira is definitely dead.
Oh, my bad. Oh, sorry, man. Matt Hoffman.
I hope Matt Hoffman's still alive.
Sorry,
Matt Dave Mira died.
What's the BMX rider life expectancy?
Matt Hoffman was the one with a
if you have severe depression, not long.
Sad, but for reasons I did not anticipate.
When you ride BMX, you do it for the thrill because you're depressed.
You're filling that void.
They're also sponsored by the Metallica song Sad But True.
Sad but true. Da, da, da. Sounds like a Blink-182 song.
I can't believe I killed Matt Hoffman on your podcast.
You just killed Matt Hoffman. Sorry, Matt Hoffman. I'll be sending you a letter, bub.
Slappin' Bird takes another life.
We'll send you a lovely gift basket.
We already joked about Enrique Iglesias dying, which is kind of crossing a little bit of a line, because I know there's a lot of Enrique fans out there who have been sending me all kinds of hate mail. I got a box of dynamite the other day.
Well, people should just be able to take a joke.
The thing is that, you know, they can, but they don't want to. And then, you
when
know,
it comes to Enrique Iglesias,
when you got a bunch of extra dynamite.
You joke around about that?
Well, yeah, we did. We joked that he was
irresponsible.
Another thing, we have we have these inside jokes that no one gets about Baby Nation and all that kind of shit. And we tried to make it clear to everybody that Enrique Iglesias came out with a song where he condemned Baby Nation. And then he went too far. He tried to fight them, and then you guys know how it went.
Yeah, that was the whole
thing. You all know how it went.
Baby Nation's a very militaristic society.
It's a nation of babies.
He never stood a chance from the start. You know?
You guys know about Baby Nation? No.
No, I do not.
Definitely not know about Baby Nation.
Baby Nation, it's a nation of babies. That's pretty
babies
much...
Or they-bees?
Babies. Babies, okay. B-A-B-I-E-S, okay. Babies.
All right.
Just think these hands.
Just tons of babies. These babies, like, emancipated themselves. They all became part of this gigantic society where they're hell-bent on taking down Western civilization, kind of like ISIS, but worse.
And their leader is Enrique Iglesias?
No, their leader is Bruce.
Are you even paying attention?
Okay.
Enrique Iglesias condemned Baby Nation.
Ryan
gets it.
Ryan understands what we're talking about.
Gosh. He understands the conflict.
Alex is probably a Baby Nation informer, which is why he's playing dumb.
He's seceding.
That's what a Baby Nation informant would say.
Oh.
Here we go.
Which is weird, because if you could see all of us, I would say I would place Alex in the top, like, furthest away from being a baby.
You're the least baby.
That's
like, at least from a visual.
Height.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Not big on babies. I was an only child.
He did just learn how to make scrambled eggs, though.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. With cheese.
That's good. That's a good feat at 24?
Five. Thank you.
You're the youngest. No, Ben's younger than you.
I am 23.
Just a baby. But
you're only 23?
I'm not the baby here.
Oh, you'll be 24 in October, right?
I mean, I'm however old Benjamin Netanyahu is.
Which is 23. Yeah.
23.
That one we looked up before.
Prime Minister of Israel for a while.
That one we all knew. That's common knowledge.
Except, no, I'm... Right. Wait, fuck. No, I'm not. I am not Benjamin Netanyahu. That man can't leave Israel because he was indicted. I'm Benjamin and Yoo-hoo. All
right.
I just make beverages and send emails.
And chocolate grease.
You've made that clear. I think now you're protesting too much.
Okay.
Now I'm becoming suspicious.
Is it suspicious?
Maybe you are the Israeli prime minister.
I've said too much. Let's get back to Baby Nation.
Let's get back to the dossier.
Baby Nation has its own crime.
We have a dossier here.
We need to stick to our
dossier. Our dossier. First off, I have a question for Ryan.
Yes.
What do you do?
A dog trainer.
That's awesome. great. I can train my dogs to be not such bitches.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm really expensive, and I make you do all the work.
Damn. Okay. Well, great.
It's the perfect
sounds
job.
Like my that's sounds my, like my kind of dog
marketing
trainer.
Catchphrase. No, I can make dogs do pretty much whatever. So if I come in and make your dog do the thing, and I leave, and I don't teach you how to do it, you're not going to be able to figure it out. So I teach you basically how to be a dog trainer.
All right. I guess we got to talk after this because I got two dogs.
I don't work with Chihuahuas.
You don't work with Chihuahuas?
That's reasonable. That's very reasonable, actually.
Is it because they are untrainable?
They're not untrainable. They're just pains in the ass.
Dude, they are. Mark dogs.
Jack Russell's are, too. I mean, you know.
I know that I had a Jack Russell.
I have two of the biggest pain-in-the-ass dogs.
I can definitely help you. So I establish a communication path with the pets, and I basically, you know, communicate with them, sort of, right?
Yeah.
But they're, like, kind of people. So some people are like, yeah, man, let's fucking do this. Like a black lab or a golden. Yeah, oh, let's do this, buddy, whatever. Fucking yeah. Chihuahua's like, nah, fuck off.
No, Chihuahuas, my dogs are stuck in their ways. They are they're totally, like, divas. They're divas. They're independent. Yeah. Dude, they're like fucking Beyonce and Nicki Minaj.
I do a lot of rehabilitation.
They're twerking all over the place.
Like, rescue dogs get returned and severe behavioral cases. So my... My personal dogs are basket cases, and like one's a game bred murder pit bull dog, you know, and the other one's a pit bull mastiff that was human and dog aggressive. So they're not that anymore. They're awesome. You'd love them if you met them, but they have their times. Like my best buddy Winston, he's a dick. He's just an asshole. He thinks he's people.
He is.
So Alex also, we're friends, but he also works for me.
Yeah, he pees.
Oh, nice.
The other dog, Brooke, which is a sweetheart. They're like really good. They're like the best of friends for some reason. She's like the 1950s housewife. Like, oh, is everything okay over there?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
All right. And Winston's just like the 1950s like husband,
dirty,
like,
wife beater,
white trash, prejudice, racist, sexist, homophobic.
One of these days,
like Al Bundy,
bam,
oh,
man.
Power right
to the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are people, not dogs.
These are dogs.
Those are dogs.
He'll pee on her sometimes, in which we don't promote because we have to clean it up. We don't want to.
Yeah.
We don't want our dog smelling like urine.
Typically, yeah. There's some cases like if they're attacked by bears.
You got to also watch out because if you also get up to go to the bathroom or whatever, he'll jack your seat.
He will jack your seat.
Wow. You think he's getting up? No.
He thinks he's people. And get off. He looks at you like, whoa, but I'm people. I'm people.
Oh, man.
Hello, fellow people.
I love dogs.
You're like, Winston, Kenelope. He's like, oh, you must be talking to the other Winston.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually.
And when he's in his kennel,
wow,
he's the biggest bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bitches.
Yeah, we'll have hard urines for freedom.
We'll have to have you guys come on our podcast and we can meet the dogs.
Please,
excellent.
Have us, please, because we haven't been invited to any other podcast yet.
This is my first one, so Alex is like, Alex, like, you want to come on another podcast? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to see how someone else does it and see how bad I am.
Yeah. I was back with you with Wole and the pregame.
Yeah,
and I was on once, and I'm good to be back.
No, we're happy to have you back. Thank you.
Thanks to be back.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. Let's give Alex a round of...
Slap
those tiny hands.
We invited Alex on for one of our podcasts, and he hasn't left since.
He hasn't left.
He's been on everyone since then.
This is my first.
He's a hangers-on.
So Peter and I, we both are kind of wannabe stand-up comics. He actually went up last week at Pub on Park, and one of these days I might go up if I get my stuff together.
Mm.
So...
what was really funny about that one is that right at the end, the mic, that the wire that connects the mic just dropped, and he just put the mic back in and just left. He was like, that's a sign. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've had it. He was really good, though. He was really funny.
So we want to do a podcast about stand-up comedians and how to become one, all that kind of stuff. And I talked to him a couple times at Pub and Park, so I invited him on. And
this guy is the only one that has not gotten on stage.
I'm a huge gaping vagina. I don't know what the problem is. I feel like I need to spend time and put the right thought and have actual
Peter,
material than just go up there and go. Oh.
Yeah,
myself.
That helps. You know, having
everyone
something to talk
him.
About.
But yeah, Melissa, she's gone up more than once. She's actually gone up probably four or five times. She's had done a couple shows also, and. Nice,
bless you.
Nice. That's, out, Alex.
I mean, if you're curious, nobody from Slapping Bird has done anything like that. You know,
nice.
So we have no experience with really entertaining anybody at all. Really, we are kind of just, you know, a nuclear comedy thing because we're funny to each other, but probably
nobody really else.
Yeah, there's probably some people.
We're not very talented. We just have stuff to record stuff. Yeah. So that's why we like having people who actually do stuff here.
I feel like if you're having fun, it's there's energy and electric, and people can be drawn to that. It might not be someone's thing, but the world's a big place. There's a lot. I mean, if there's people getting together to have neo-Nazi parties, you can find some people to look at your podcast, I think.
I know.
I agree.
I often look to the Nazis for hope. You know what I mean?
Like, all the time.
If those Nazis.
That's right. If they can do it, gosh darn it.
Yeah, right? There's a place for me in this world, too. By golly.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
We actually have some international listens. I think Greg has the chart up now. Where are we really big, Greg?
We're really big in North America.
Does that say Texaco on your arm?
It says Oaxaca.
Oh. That's an X.
Yeah. I'm from Mexico. Oh. So that's like a nickname that I have.
What
was
it again?
Oaxaca.
What does it mean?
It means I was born in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Oh.
I'm like the guy from there.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, thank you. Cool. I don't usually, you know, pass as Mexican, so I decided to get like a whole sleeve of tattoos
just to make sure
that was like, yeah, that was like Mexican themed, so that people, you know, have like a vague, you know, connection, you know, picture association type thing, you know.
That being said, what are your thoughts on Trump?
What
negative tends to trend negative.
He's a douchebag.
You're not waiting for America to be great again.
I'm not on his email list. I don't get those. I don't know. Yeah. He doesn't get my thumbs up.
I would say that our podcast is generally not a Trump sympathetic podcast. Nah. Not at all.
I just wanted to ask you because you're a Mexican.
Yeah.
I obviously understandable.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you asked a Mexican guy what he thought about Trump, and if you got the opposite answer, then you would have like struck gold. So like, I definitely, please keep asking, especially Mexicans. One of them's got to be out there.
Yeah,
there's got to be somewhere out there.
There has to be one.
Like a Mexican who's pro Trump. Well, so,
yeah, if you look at the numbers, I think it's like he has like a 34%.
He might have been from Mexico, just said, fuck you, Mexico. I'm going to America, the land of opportunity.
I'm not a Trump supporter at all, but the thing about the presidency is, you know, he could be doing all the bad things, and everything that we read about him, obviously he's kind of a piece of shit person. Like, there's really no argument about that. But policies and how good a president is isn't always directly related to how good of a person they are. So I don't think we're really going to know how good of a president he was for like a good 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
I think I know right now, honestly.
Well, so there are definitely glaring things that we can see that are like seriously bad, right? But there's also all kinds of like we're pumped with stuff all the time. So there's a lot of stuff that does go on that we don't see. You know what I mean? Like that we don't hear about. So a broken, you know, he can't be wrong every single time. Your broken clock is right twice a day, right? No matter what, right? So he's every single decision a person makes isn't always the wrong one, and he's also not making all the decisions. It's his administration, so I'm not going to argue that he's a piece of shit and he's a fucking crappy person.
Right.
And like all the whole mantra that not every Trump supporter is a racist, but every racist is a Trump supporter is fucking definitely true. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely not here to. You know, and the fact that they're sending people back to their countries is fucking horrific. You know, when the election was going on, I'm like, oh, if he gets elected, that's never going to happen. Holy shit. It's fucking happening. Oh, my God.
Dude, it was crazy.
So that is actually, that is 100% horrific.
I mean,
yeah.
I also, the last time I was on here, I think I also mentioned that he's in 3,500 active lawsuits.
Oh, yeah. That was something we talked about.
3,500. That has to be a record.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Like
he's a player. That's his thing. That he plays the game. Like in business, he played the game. He did something. Oh fuck it! This is no good. Bankrupt.
I mean,
over here.
I'm sure.
Let's try this over here. Nah, it doesn't work. Fuck it. Yeah. Bankrupt. Let's over here. I don't care how many.
I'm sure
left
there
a bunch
some,
of
like,
stiffed
like,
workers all along the way.
Do you guys know how he made his bones in the real estate game?
From his father's real estate.
Well,
game.
he got money, but Sammy the Bull Gravano, John Gotti's henchman, him, those two, his construction business and Donald Trump, they're the ones that fucking are doing all that shit. So he's heavily laden with the mob and all that stuff, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's Donald Trump because of all the dealings, the bullshit, shady, crazy. You watch any movie about how to do any real estate shit in New York, and he's in the thick of all that. So he's like, he's a player. Like, I don't even think he meant to become president. So yeah. Like, people were talking shit about him.
Definitely the worst
and
thing.
He Obama says, "Oh, you, well, at least I'm president." He's like, "Oh, fuck it, I'll do it." And then all of a sudden, he's like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna win." No, what?
That's, yeah. That's also why a lot of people that are from New York City, like if you go to New York City and you talk with a lot of the locals, they hate him, not necessarily for his political views, but who he is as a person. Like, he's built these huge skylights, and one of my friends from New York told me that, like, now she doesn't have her building had the view of Central Park, but now it doesn't anymore because of Trump's huge fucking tower.
Well, that's so, just terrible.
Yeah, like there's like
fuck him for that.
These are like the standard buildings.
Never mind the
and then.
Well, you can thank corrupt city officials for that too, because they're the ones who approved the zoning ordinances. That
are you trying to speak from your penis?
This again? Is yeah. Where his buildings are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. What I'm saying is, like
such
the,
big
they,
buildings
the
for
easements,
a man with such
they,
small
they,
hands.
So the city officials give easements
yeah.
to developers who want to build buildings that are too tall for the zoning of that particular yeah. plot or whatever. So they like it's all and like they, like Ryan is saying, it's all like the mob. It's all the mob. It's all like these, you know, cousins of friends and cousins and all these people who are connected and all like these, you know, people in the city of New York, which is probably just as corrupt as Rhode Island, because all that shit goes on here too.
Oh yeah, pay to play. Look at the
crazy shit happens here.
The middle cannabis of nowhere. Industry and them trying to legalize that, and the governor's husband, her family is like big contributors into the Slater dispensary.
Yeah,
and she's like poking holes. Like they proposed this bill to make it legal. Yet no more home grows, so that means that they're going to make it harder for patients to get their meds and all that stuff. So
yeah.
And plus Donald Trump also has a lot of connections with Tom Brady and Bob Kraft, who he referred to as massage therapist.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, there's a there's a selfie of Donald Trump, the leader of that, the massage, whatever. There's a selfie. She's going like this, and Donald Trump's
just like, hey, oh, yeah. Get me in that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, that's we're gonna find out, like, you know, she's just every famous person is just like paid a trip, like she's just yeah. like somebody that they just talk about, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like, oh well, yeah. We're gonna spend the weekend over at Mama Kim's. Oh yeah, you know, like everybody like knows it, you know. One of those, it's gotta be, you know.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break to do pee pee and poo poo, because we're in kindergarten, and we have to take nap.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And a snack.
We need a snacky poo. We're back from commercial break. Everyone did pee-pee poo-poo, and we took a little nappy poo and had some cookies.
Cookies.
All right, cool. Great. What's next on the dossier?
We were going to talk shit about celebrities or something?
Who's the biggest douchebag celeb?
Corey Feldman.
Oh, I think he's just a sad soul.
I'm gonna need some evidence. Have you heard of Corey's Angels?
I have, just because he sucks. And is very hey. just because you watch someone you get douche chills, that doesn't mean that they're a douche.
He was talented in Goonies.
Yeah. Michael Jackson probably touched him inappropriately.
No, he didn't. He actually, that's what Hush Money wants you to believe. Maybe not. I don't know. But he said that although Michael Jackson never did anything weird to him, he can no longer defend him because after watching that documentary on HBO.
Ooh. He's so not getting that check from the Michael Jackson estate this year.
So we talked about it a little bit. I think he was crafty enough to not mess around with him or Macaulay Culkin, but it was I think he actually like picked these families and purposefully and with these younger kids and cherry picked the ones he was going to decide to actually have these special relationships with. So
very possible.
It's almost part of his design.
Predatory of him.
Yeah.
Were these all accounts? Yeah. Like being retold by the victims.
The documentary it's based on two boys. One was Wade Gobson, who won this contest, and he actually became went on to become a famous choreographer for NSYNC and Britney Spears, and mm-hmm. he tells his story, and he's in one side over here, and then another guy, do you remember, I don't know if you guys are obviously too young for when it came out, but you may have seen it since then, but the Pepsi commercial where this young kid goes into his dressing room and tries on his hat and all this kind of stuff, and, oh, Pepsi, a new generation, he goes and he smiles, whatever, that and that kid is on the documentary, and it's basically...
Is that Australian kid?
Yeah, one of them is Australian, and yeah, that's Wade Gobson, he's Godson, something like that, but anyways... It's these two telling their stories, and you know I'm not one. You know I was, I'm old enough to be big into Michael Jackson is this wonderful person. He does things for kids, and he's all loves kids and all that. And he was very charitable and all this kind of bullshit. And you know I believe what these guys were saying. You know, like you can I pride myself on my ability to sniff out bullshit and like, no, that guy's fucking full of shit, right? Like, oh, whatever, he's talking and didn't. But, man, they didn't seem to be after a paycheck. They just seemed to be, this is what happened.
Not a single whiff.
Well, the thing is these are the two guys that testified with him when the stuff was going on in 93 and then 2003, and they testified to support him. And then after the death, and they didn't actually, they didn't think that they were abused. They thought that they were in an actual loving relationship with this man and that they actually loved him. And they didn't think that there was anything wrong. Mm. But when they became adults, they were fucked up and all this stuff. And it wasn't until later on that they had to come to terms with it.
It's probably fucking MJ that did this shit to us.
Yeah, well, like weird issues came up in their relationships,
maybe
their marriages,
we shouldn't
and that kind
be
of stuff.
Watching
so
porn with old men.
Yeah, well, they was doing that, and yeah, like oh man,
touching
you gotta,
their bums probably.
So they would do. No, he didn't. He never penetrated them, but he would masturbate them in oral sex, and then he would have them bend over at the
that's
end
also
of the bed.
Pretty fun.
They would have him bend over at the end of the bed, facing away from him, and spread his cheeks while he finished off.
This is
yeah. That's pretty.
It's pretty hard.
Pretty graphic.
So one of the things Alex is like. You'll get to know Alex. One of the things he likes to do is when you're in the middle of saying something, he likes to take the wheels right off of it and then derail it and have it go in a different direction. So Alex, what do you have to say?
We'll take it from here. One of the things I also wanted to say is I think if you are a child actor or a child musician, you're that. As soon as you turn 18, 21 possibly if you have something going on, you know, 21st, you know, like you can have your 21st birthday party with a bang. But after that, you're done. You're done with acting. You're done with singing. You can live off your royalties, but that's it.
I'm pretty sure Drew Barrymore would disagree.
Yeah.
She's great. Yeah. I love Drew Barrymore.
And Lindsay
Some
Lohan.
Some people have gone on.
Yeah. So.
Drew Barrymore has Lindsay aged Lohan like fine just wine. Like. Doesn't Lindsay Lohan just like pass out for pictures?
She's on a comeback tour. What are you talking about?
Really?
She's cleaned up. She's got a new movie role. Whatever. She's America loves a second chance story, man. She'll watch as an adult. She'll probably be a fucking superstar.
There's that one point where she looked like a Renaissance painting. She was so strung out.
Mean Girls was. I'm sorry, but Mean Girls that was one of my favorite movies. And
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Never?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Like I get what it's about, but I don't think I've actually sit through.
Yeah.
Regina.
Your generation.
Lindsay Lohan looks like a sentient spilled bottle of ground cinnamon. She's just like a bunch of freckles. Like if you dropped like a little bottle of cinnamon in like a clump of like hair and then reanimated it like
so ginger she really is just spices.
She's just like freckles and red hair. And I don't know, I feel like she lost like a lot of like body mass and that it's just non-recuperable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Drugs and alcohol do that shit to you.
Ooh.
But I also feel like Lindsay Lohan isn't like really like a nice person. I'm not like inspired by her like acting again.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like how old were these people coming up and getting all this fame and stuff? Like I'm a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? I didn't have all this money and fame and every time I say something, someone's taking a picture or saying something. You know what I mean? If I was recorded in my late teens, early 20s, you know, people would probably not think too fondly of me.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good
I'm
point.
Leaving
that's
a club at point. 2 in the morning. I don't think I'd want paparazzi watching what I was doing in the alley.
No, definitely not.
Same. I'm trying to blow a guy
same,
for drugs.
Dude, same.
You know, so I kind of like Justin Bieber, you know, as much as he's a douchebag, man, that dude's been a fucking billionaire since he was like 16. Like, what kind of power and influence? You know, who can handle that shit? Get the fuck
he
out of here.
He
can buy
had,
whatever he wants.
He had people know, man. Actually carry him all along the Great Wall of China.
Am I supposed to feel, like, feel bad for him for being rich?
Like, no, I mean, I'm, but like maybe miles. A little like, bit of understanding when he's acting like an asshole. Like, and think about when you were 21, and if you're under a fucking microscope, maybe we don't think of he's that much of a douchebag.
I'm kind
of
thinking it's like that South Park episode where like Miley Cyrus was meant to be dead by the time she was 25.
Well, for real, yeah. Some of these people
maybe these people should just be murdered.
I always thought it was Family
and
Guy.
And then we'll get better crops.
Well, that's why we need to get rid of Narcan. If we didn't have these things that bring these idiots back. Oh, my God. Narcan's
a Tucker owner.
Slapping Bird Podcast does not necessarily agree with all the sentiments shared on the show.
Neither does the person saying it.
Viewer discretion is advised.
I do agree that probably more people should be dying. Like, there's probably...
Oh, man. We need a plague or some shit.
Probably,
for sure.
Probably a lot of the problems that we have as a society today is because we have made too many people be able to live.
There's too much of this nerfing of the world. Like, we can't nerf all corners and sharp edges.
Bring back smallpox.
Yeah, right. Time for a
resurgence. Well, it's coming back with the anti-vaxxers, so that's cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We'll all have polio within the decade, I'm telling you. It's 2019.
Yeah, we need to put more talents into that. We need to spec into measles and shit.
And next
bring
thing
back
you know,
dead
what
diseases.
Are we,
we'll have a famine
DK
on ourselves.
From World of Warcraft.
Like it's a talent tree. Yeah. What do we need, Alex?
A famine.
A famine?
Famine.
Yeah.
That's such a violent way to die of hunger. Oh,
I haven't eaten in 3 weeks.
That's insane.
Either that or a bird box.
That's why you look like a Viking. That's exactly why. Because like fucking,
he's
the
ready.
Vikings were probably like, let him die in the fjord.
He's been stealing himself to to horrific deaths and starving himself. He's been doing hunger strikes just for the hell of it.
Been around
just
since the 1300s.
You were like
with Leif Erikson and shit.
Yeah. With like Wolverine and Sabretooth in their movie, they were just all in the wars. That was me. World War II, Vietnam.
Captain America, you got frozen and shit.
Iraq. Damn, you ain't no fortunate one at all.
I wasn't recruited for Iraq or Afghanistan, I'll be totally honest.
You weren't recruited?
No. I was recruited.
I wasn't even alive.
Color me surprised.
Yeah. I was recruited for a few sporting events, but I denied it. I don't know how I feel about that.
Not feeling it? Not feeling the sports ball?
Yeah. They're all douchebags.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I don't know.
I read this article the other day. Famine was actually one of the ways that the world could end. It was like a list of like 10 ways that like, you know, the world is like doomed. And famine was, there were like all other ones like, sea levels and... You know, eventually, with like when we get enough like greenhouse gases in the air, we're not going to be able to like breathe it. So like asphyxiation on like the air and stuff.
Oh my God!
I just
imagine if everybody in the world just asphyxiated at once, once the atmosphere reached like critical mass of CO2.
Well, Christ. I mean that was actually what it was like saying.
It's insane.
I feel
though.
Like famine would be. That's the thing. I think famine would be like the worst one. Like I feel like if it was like a big like wheel and we spun it and we landed on famine,
that would suck.
I think I. Would, go ahead.
You go for a south.
I personally believe the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Is actually upon us. Like all like the people multiplying and it's all like the stupider people and like. We have electrolytes.
Yeah.
Drink.
Terry Crews is going to be president. That actually might be the best part of the entire thing.
I would definitely
like
vote for Terry
vote
Crews.
For
100%. Wouldn't we, though?
Yeah. His stance on...
I would.
His stance on intermittent fasting there is pretty changing.
Yeah?
It's good.
Along with his tongue.
Brando's got what fucking plants crave.
And his breakdancing moves. Have you seen him do the robot?
He's
fucking
wonderful.
Legendary.
Oh, Terry Crews is just...
His slogan would be, "You think I'm playing?"
Is that his slogan?
Is that from when he was on the Rams?
I don't know what he's saying. Say it again.
You don't remember from Everybody Hates Chris?
No.
I didn't watch that show. No.
I never watched that show.
No. You will... No? Nobody?
No.
That's like the one Terry Crews thing I have not seen. No.
You won't go to jail. I will. You think I'm playing?
Never seen that movie.
I wish I have.
It's a show.
What show? Idiocracy?
No.
Everybody Hates Chris. Sorry. I am paying attention. Sorry.
Yeah.
Everybody Hates Chris. I never watched that show, no.
No.
But I was just looking up Idiocracy because I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, Idiocracy is about this movie.
Really?
You've
never seen Idiocracy?
Damn. You never watched Comedy Central at like 4 o'clock on a weekday?
I always caught the Chappelle Show reruns. That's what I always caught.
And the Project X.
Also, I'm actually not a fan of that movie, but it definitely there are aspects that could be true today.
It's
but I
like...
I didn't care for the movie.
No.
I thought it was a good movie.
A lot of people... I'm definitely in the minority.
It was Maya Rudolph was a prostitute with a time-traveling pimp.
See, Ben and I both like witnessed the actual, like, the our generation, and we... Also, I definitely have to admit there are a lot of stupid people in our generation, and I definitely don't think it's
And they're the only ones having babies, right?
However,
they're the only ones having babies.
I think it's relatable.
Except for my bro.
It is relatable.
Idiocracy?
Yeah. It's relatable. I like it. It's funny.
It's a funny movie.
It is. Like, probably everyone is so stupid. Like, they build, like, these huge, like, they build these huge, like, fucking tanks and shit like that. They're, like, fighting robots. And, like, there are some times where the engineering design of the stadium is too small to the point where the fucking tanks come in and they can't even fit through. And the people are so fucking stupid they keep on going and going and going. And then, like, the fucking tank catches
fucking
on fire. And you have this little
tank.
You have this little fucking guy. What the hell is his name? Bauer was his name in the movie, right?
Jack Bauer.
And you have him.
Wait,
and
no, that's from
fucking...
24. Wrong media.
I never watched 24. I'm sorry to all our 24 fans out there. But yeah, you have him, and he's just waiting there, and then the fucking it just comes in.
He's
and,
in like
it
a
doesn't it doesn't
he's
come
in like
and
a
it can't
Datsun
fit
with a dildo in front
yeah.
taped to it.
And they're just assholes.
Probably my favorite part of Idiocracy is when Justin Long says, "You talk like a fag and your shits are retarded."
I love the scene classic. Where it was he was watching TV and he was watching his idol from that show.
Oh my balls. Dude, and at the
he finally meets him and he just goes kicks him right in the balls. You know,
dude. Imagine meeting your idol though at that point.
Yeah,
and
like,
that guy's
Ryan, what if
forgetting.
I just
like Bam Margera or Johnny Knoxville? Like, yeah. Wouldn't you want to kick those guys in the balls? Because all they ever did was just get hit in the balls
yeah.
on TV.
I would need to
just randomly.
I would
just
be compelled.
Like Johnny Knoxville, imagine just a cheap shot, bam, right to his testicles.
Right in the colostomy bag.
That
he's got a permanent colostomy bag from Jackass.
Really?
Who yeah. does?
It does not
gored,
surprise
that,
me.
When he got hit by that, the one where he got gored by that the bull, he's got like a permanent.
Oh, that was
my.
Fucked up. The jet ski, too, he got oh, pretty sad. Fucked. He fucked his leg up pretty good on that
yeah.
one. Some of these guys, they just like
yeah,
go
got,
all out.
Those they,
Johnny,
they
got
really...
permanently messed up from that.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, Steve-O is like a recovering drug addict because of most of that shit.
Oh, yeah, we have to be on drugs when you're doing that shit. You see the one where he took like the middle of the folder and like freaking give him cuts
oh,
in the dude. Webs of his fingers
oh,
and toes?
Each one.
Like,
I remember
not
that.
Sober doing that. Get the fuck out of here.
How about the one where
a normal man would pass
yeah.
out. For $200 a clip get the, or whatever they're fucking their pants. Get the fuck out of here.
I forget the name of it, but how about the one where he was actually a fish and they were fishing? And he'd put a hook through his
oh,
cheek,
yeah.
and
yeah.
he drove
yeah.
off
yeah.
A bridge right into the fucking water.
Oh,
and they were like reeling him in,
God,
and he was actually going along with it, like he was acting like a fish popping out of the water, like fucking squirming. How much would that fucking kill? And he was in like just like that little fucking like speedo
yeah.
he's in.
That's
like
that's
all he was wearing,
that's...
and he fucking jumped yeah. off this bridge.
He's
and,
a
like,
legend, dude.
That's method acting. That's
it's
he, like
that's how
he's
learned
living,
to
he's
be
living
a fish
the role.
In
yeah,
that movie, right? Fucking what was it called? It won an Oscar.
Man, which one? What are we talking about?
That movie where the person fucked a fish that was Steve-O.
The Shape of Water.
He Shape of Water. Yeah,
Steve-O,
that's the exact one.
Steve-O got the Duchess of all Dutch ovens when he was wearing the huge, like, fucking... The,
oh,
the huge
yeah, and
helmet.
Preston, the yeah. fucking director, yeah. or whoever, the sound guy.
Preston, the fat guy, oh, the man. Really fat guy. Not Bam Margera's father, Phil. Preston, yeah. who was the other guy, like, not Preston. Like the huge beard.
Preston Lacey.
Southern accent. Yeah. I'm Preston.
I'm going to fart in this cup now. And yeah. Steve-O's going
to
puke.
It's up to a fucking
this,
fish
it was like
tank.
A swing man and bungee jumping. Oh, they literally man. Bungee jumped. Yeah. Preston was sitting up on the edge, and then Wee Man jumped down and was bungee jumping.
Oh, yeah.
And
he pulled
fucking
him down.
Fell, and Wee Man, he got the laws of gravity. He got sent up, and Preston just went down. And then you see Wee Man, like, I swear, if you were to watch it in slow motion, you watch Wee Man, he's like... stretched down, slammed right into the ground, like, and how much that would fucking hurt.
Oh my God.
I've done belly flops off of a diving board. That shit kills.
It slaps,
I can only
man.
Imagine
you pray
what
for
he
death.
Felt. He was definitely a good 20 feet in the air, I would say. And then, splat.
What do you think, like, the water tension
I don't know.
Equation would be for,
the,
like, him?
The surface tension?
All
yeah, the surface tension.
It all depends on where they were.
Does he get more or less surface tension?
Well, it depends on, like, how still or choppy the water is, too. Depends on a lot of things.
There's a lot of factors in that.
There's many factors. Yeah. Variables
the
to the more...
When Johnny Knoxville...
Knowledged.
So I stand corrected. All right, he doesn't have a colostomy bag. He said allegedly, the worst injury he had was he broke his penis, tearing his urethra when a motorbike stunt went wrong, leaving him having to use a catheter twice a day, unable to perform as many stunts as he used to.
Ooh.
But he allegedly nearly died on the rocket one. Have you ever seen that one where the thing explodes
oh, yeah.
on him? Like if that would have, he was like what three or four stories up in the air, and that thing if that blew off. Near him, it would have taken it right with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wasn't that how they started the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. But that I do remember. I saw an interview.
I thought that was
I
the
figured
end
I would
of the
be
movie.
Able to find it.
One of those.
Find it online.
Yeah, it was
but
the
was
end
definitely...
of the first Jackass movie, I think, where he was, like, strapped to a rocket.
Yeah.
An actual
it was like
rocket.
An Acme yeah. rocket.
Like, he was the wire you fucking
seriously. It was on a stick.
He was going
was
to get the Roadrunner.
It was yeah. like a giant bottle rocket. Real. It was on a little stick, and it had a little fucking fuse on it.
Yeah.
And it, like, exploded
yeah,
instead yeah. of actually,
it
like, doing what
off.
A rocket does. And it,
dude, but what
like,
if it actually took off? Where was he, what was the game yeah. plan?
Well, it was like, over water, so he just would have just landed in
no,
some
No, what
water.
If it broke, like, the surly bonds of Earth, and he just fucking went into, like,
oh,
fucking
then,
space?
It's
then
water,
it would be
but
kind of
water
like
from
an early
air.
Soviet fucking space exploration experiment with
you
a
just,
dog
like,
or some shit.
You just, like, see him up in the atmosphere, and he just has, like, the little flag that says like help
just has like the dick house rainbow on it.
Yeah, right. How do you tear your urethra? How does a urethra tear? Like paper? Would it be like ripping a wet lasagna noodle in half?
So the urethra, is that the that's like the
that's your pee
hole, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it
piss and cum. If you're a guy, just piss. If you're a lady,
so I'm guessing his pee pee got torn in a hole. I don't know.
Yeah, did it flip in half like you left like a hot dog in the microwave too long?
All I can think of is if maybe like you twist if you bend over a Twizzler too long and part of it tears and you can still see inside because you know how sometimes you can use like a Twizzler like a straw.
Yeah,
it's hollow on the inside. So for all intents and purposes, Twizzler is a urethra.
This is the perfect analogy here.
Yeah.
yeah, I guess. I guess the whole thing, I guess that answers, the whole thing broke.
Steve-O, the human Twizzler.
It wasn't just the urethra, but that was
good
like the
Lord.
Worst thing. All right, that makes sense now.
How about the one where Johnny Knoxville was on with Jared Allen, the linebacker, and he just got straight up fucking
oh,
wrecked.
Man.
He was wearing pads, right? And he was wearing pads, and Johnny Knoxville wasn't wearing anything at all.
No.
You could literally hear him fucking crack.
Oh
bones.
Man, yeah, it was
like
not
he
good.
Fucked something up.
Yeah,
in the butter bean fight.
Yeah.
Oh,
butter
my
bean
God.
Fight. Yeah. Oh, in the store,
yeah.
he's getting punched into a fucking
yeah,
display
freaking
case.
Smashes his head into the freaking rack and gouges it. Oh my God.
I remember
that was worth the $200 that day.
Yeah. Ben Margera was doing one where they were kicking footballs at bystanding cars, like they were kicking footballs into cars that were going by. Like,
oh phew. Shit.
You'd get some douchebags.
My favorite of Bam Margera is when they used to like drop steaks near him or like put him in a bunch of steaks. What a gaping vagina. Holy shit. I'm fucking screaming.
I like the one where they
flew. Tasers. They had the tasers like up in the air. Hanging. They had to like, they had to do like the tire sort of, the kicking the tire.
Do you guys know the highlight? Fucking skit they did,
yeah.
Yes. Oh my god! With,
those things go fucking
like 65 or
miles,
70 miles.
No,
an hour.
Like over 100 miles an hour, dude.
Oh my god!
And those things launch,
and they're hard ass balls.
No, they were doing oranges for the purpose of the skit, but still, like just because it explodes, it's an orange is like.
Oh yeah, they had the
solid size orange is like a half a pound.
They had the professional
imagine
guys, and they were
thing.
All lined up. Is that the one? Yeah.
I like the one where
it was Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O.
And them all just sitting there cupping their balls.
Up against the fucking wall. While people hummed fucking oranges right at them, dude.
I like the Bam one where where Bam was flying a kite with the dildo up his ass. That one lives on in my heart.
That's
like,
funny.
That's,
I don't remember that one. That's
I don't
awesome.
Remember
no.
man. That one shaped my psyche as it is today.
My favorite Bam Margera moment, which was so fucking hilarious, was the one with the jet. They were doing the Maxell tape, like, but it was like a jet, and like he was just going flying, and they were just fucking with it. They were throwing like dodgeballs and shit like that, and they would. Someone would go out to catch it and just fucking peg him at like 200 miles an hour, and then fucking Bam Margera, he just goes to take a piss right, like directly right in it, and it was just splashing him in the face, and like he was fucking dragging on the ground with his cock out, like it was just like holy fucking shit, like I swear to God, if I was there, that'd be the most fucking hilarious thing ever.
Wasn't the jet parked and just the engines on, and they were like just running in front of it trying to fuck around?
Yeah.
Those things fucking
my favorite,
so much force.
How hot that would be, too.
For real. Yeah, heat. My favorite, too, weren't that painful or dangerous, but they were very cartoony. The one with the big giant hand that was like spun back, and the dude walking with the soup.
Oh my god, that fucking kills me.
Out, and then the other one, the fucking stupid big giant fist, then they'd go up and look through the peephole, and the thing would fucking punch him, and Wee Man jumps, he gets up in a chair to look, and he fucking gets knocked off the chair. Oh my god, those two are probably my favorite.
Yeah, those are great.
Do you guys, like silly shit like that.
Do you guys remember the one where it was, again, I think it was Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O, they were in front of a proximity mine that had like hard rubber balls inside of it. So it would detonate.
The Bouncing Bettys?
Yeah, more or less. It was more like a pole. Like a pole that faced at a parallel to the ground. And it was...
I think you're going to need to get into like AutoCAD and like, you know, draft this up for me. I can't visualize with the hand.
Or
thing.
Call
like,
of Duty.
Like, like a 90 degree angle.
You look like you're about to like fist somebody. Like, you do like the fisting hand.
So I'm looking, thinking like a
well,
puppet.
That's basically what happened to Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O. Because those fisted. Like proximity mines that are used like around some like maximum security prisons are just filled with these hard rubber balls that detonate forward towards the people who triggered the mine, and they were in front of it, and like they had so many welts on their body. His body's
oh
just,
man!
Oh my god!
How about the
those fuckers did some shit?
The beanbag
shotgun.
Oh my god! That was brutal. That wasn't even funny. I remember just watching, like, going, oh, no, oh.
I called
oh,
the police on them for that one.
You should have. Damn, that's... I felt bad.
They did one where it was Steve-O. I think it was Jackass 3, possibly. They did a bunch of remakes of it, but they had a porta-potty, and it was filled with, like, you know, filled up to the top. And it was on one of those, like, those roller coaster, those amusement park rides where it's like two cables and it just flings you in the air and then drops you down. And it was like he was on that porta potty. And that was like, they had cameras inside with like the shit just going right on his face.
Yeah, I remember that one.
What was it? Was it something about like that time period that took off? Like what? Why did that happen?
What, Jackass, like, in general?
Or? Yeah, like why did Jackass?
It was just dumbass people doing dumbass stunts, and it was like,
and we were.
There was no kids. Internet of people doing that, so they were the first people doing stupid shit.
And but all you these know people they really the, aren't really, but it's like, why did nobody else think to do like?
You know,
they were the first, so it started off. It actually started off on a skateboard videos. They started off way back, just Bam Margera, and they started skating. I actually, they had like all these extreme things. I'm big into motorcycles. I used to race. Well, I used to be big into motorcycles. I haven't since my son was born. I used to race at Loudon Road Race, and I used to do the fucking stunts and all that kind of bullshit. So they used to have, I used to watch these like Star Boys VHS, you know, tapes.
Yeah.
And they used to do shit like that. Just and it's super pop. I forget the name of it. My friend showed me them, and they were pretty funny. So it started there, and then it just took off, and MTV decided to let them make a fucking show. So it became less. So they did a bunch of skateboarding stuff, and then they did stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then the stupid shit started becoming more popular.
Yeah.
And then, like, fuck the skateboard shit.
Yeah, fuck skateboarding. Let's just shove stuff up each other's asses and shoot stuff at each other.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys were in all the Tony Hawk games, too.
Yeah.
Like, they were big with Tony Hawk. And Bam Margera and Wee Man, at least.
And some of those dudes were their drug dealers.
And they ended up getting roped into doing stunts.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. Hey, it's like, imagine finding your drug dealer over and be like, hey, you want to chill for a little bit? Yeah, I'll hang out, man. Hey, you want to drink some beers? I don't know. Get hit with stuff. You know, shove stuff each other on my ass. You know, yeah,
I'm
right.
Sure they wanted it. Yeah. Hey, let me be on. I'll bring some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, drug dealers are often clamoring for all the attention.
If you could guess, what kind of drugs do you think they were doing?
What kind of drugs?
Yeah, I'm guessing pills.
Oh yeah.
White, rich, young kid drugs, oxys, perks, all that kind of shit. That's
ketamine?
had to be painkillers, I mean, for real.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I mean...
Well, but they were way too amped up to be on painkillers, I think. I think that they were probably on cocaine.
Well, probably both.
Yeah,
I mean,
a little bit of both.
Well, they have. So people have extreme personalities, right? So sometimes they don't need. You know, you've met people that are just fucking crazy, right? And they just go and go and go.
I've met a few crazy people,
right?
In my
life. So taking a couple oxys can kind of fuel some shit.
Yeah,
not necessarily put them. You know, they're not necessarily doing the nod in the corner.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure, but could. I mean, I'm sure they were doing everything.
Yeah. Yeah, shortage.
Cocaine feels too sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah, maybe for them. I don't know.
When I think of cocaine, I feel for some reason I feel like you talk about the 80s. You know, like business suits and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although, freaking one of the bars I used to hang out with is a freaking shitty bar in Lincoln. It was a big Coke bar. It's almost like a pathway worn from the regulars going to this back room and back and forth. Like, hey, where'd Johnny go? Oh, he went to the bathroom. But I just was in the bathroom. He wasn't in there.
It's the Coke trail.
It's the Coke. It's the trail of Coke tears.
Trail of Coke. puts a dark spin on it, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean,
I think it's I don't know. More like a.
It's a little.
No, not the trail of tears.
A little insensitive, I guess. Yeah, sorry.
It's not. It's not that.
Hey, I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry.
How fucking dare you?
Hey, I know you guys are, indigenous.
We've got some indigenous blood.
That's a new word for me, kind of. So,
indigenous?
Well, so when I think of indigenous, I think of like indigenous to some African kind of thing, right? But so when I was a kid, they were Indians, right? And then they were Native Americans, obviously, right? And Louis C.K. has the best bit about that. He's like, because you guys are Indians, right? No, we're totally different. Fucking 300 years later, you're still Indians, right? We're fucking assholes, white people. Right, so that was Native Americans.
Still Indians.
And then this, I think it was 2018, I heard they're not Native Americans, they're indigenous people of the United States. I just feel like, I don't know, that's a little too, I don't know, I like Native American. I was happy with that.
I feel like it gets the point across, you know?
Do I have to?
It means the same exact thing.
I feel like, but I feel like if you say indigenous, you think you're better than me.
I feel like if you say indigenous,
that is why
they started it.
So
I think
they could feel
I'm pretty sure that's why. Well, we're all the enemy in this planet right now. We are. white males, assumingly heterosexual. If not, then you're definitely one step above the rest of us that are not. But we are the enemy. Cis, white cis males have no place in this planet any longer.
Well, rightfully so. Because
we're terrible. Okay, yeah, that's...
My only problem with indigenous, you say call somebody indigenous, sounds like you're like bringing them up on like National Geographic.
For real.
Here we have the indigenous peoples.
Oh, exactly. I'm thinking shell necklaces, white paint, and a lot of clicking.
Look at the floppy titties. And
Porn for the seventh grader.
Fun fact, the clicking actually is attributed largely to the Xhosa tribe of South Africa. Don't do...
Oh, that is fun.
Don't do that.
That was a jest.
I'm back.
Who did it? Well, then you're fucking... Whoever did it is
who
fucking,
just clicked?
Who just told my...
You sound like a substitute teacher.
Who's clicking at me?
Did you just tell me to fuck my mother?
You're not Xhosa at all. All right? No, but I'm serious.
Sorry.
The clicking is actually from the Xhosa tribe of South Africa. Don't fucking laugh. I'm being serious.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many fun points is that fact?
I mean, it's however fun you want it to be.
I'm going with the 4.
However, the more fun it is for you, the more racist you are. That's
so how does 4 rate me? I feel like I'm mildly racist. That sounds pretty good. I'm all right with that.
You know what?
I mean, everyone
you have
racist.
A slight that's preference passable. For white people at that point. You
know, I do only have. Slight. That's it. Only I have slight. 2 half black sisters. Does that bring me up a couple points?
No.
No. Probably takes. Yeah.
How much Marvin Gaye do you listen to?
I mean, I listen to Sade. That's my go-to.
My
go-to bedroom time music.
You're like my dad, dude. You're like you're about as
well. I'm old enough to be.
Pretty much, my dad had me when he was fucking 30.
13,
right? 30. What? 9?
9.
He drank a lot of
Colt 45.
Yoo-hoo.
Unpasteurized milk.
Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo. Unpasteurized milk and raw eggs. That was my dad's diet back then.
Incidentally, those are the first two ingredients in Yoo-hoo.
Are they really? Unpasteurized milk.
Ride the chalk.
Hey, guys. So we're coming up on our next topic.
What you got?
We don't got a lot of time left. We got about 10 minutes. Let's talk about who's the biggest douchebag athlete.
Talked a lot about a lot of douchebags. How about athletes? Who do you think it is?
I mean, I kind of feel like I hate Wayne Gretzky. I know very little about him, though.
I hate Wayne Gretzky too. Not Wayne Gretzky the athlete.
Just his last name.
I
know his first name. I hate the first name Wayne.
Well, then, do you like Wayne's World the movies?
I respect Wayne's World as a creation, but I think. No, I think Wayne is the perfect name for that movie. No, other than that Wayne, every other Wayne is not as good.
That's even superior, Wayne Brady.
That's a superior Wayne.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs falling from the sky? Wayne. Sorry, I just brought this thing to a screeching halt.
Hold on,
I honestly don't understand that joke.
A guy with no arms and no legs falling from the sky. Wayne. Rain, Wayne, rain. At the bottom of a pool, Dwayne.
Wayne.
Pile of leaves, Wayne. Russell. Bottom of a door, Matt. Hanging from the wall, Art. Come on, Wayne. Come on, guys. You guys don't know these jokes?
Mom, it's Wayne. We got Wayne falling from the building.
All right, I'm sorry. I need a timeout. I'll have a timeout.
No, I feel like these are jokes that you would find on like a calendar. And like your like principal's office or something like that, they would just have like these like little jokes with like the pictures, you know, like who's the Rhode Island comics? Who did the Paul Dillett or something like that? Is that like ring a bell?
Paul Dillett.
Oh,
it's like a no.
I'm sorry, are we keeping you awake?
I'm fine.
It's nap time at Slappin' Bird Pod.
I'm in preschool.
So douchebag guys, are we doing that?
Yeah. Douchebag athletes. Alex, you have one. Who is it?
I have one.
Babe Ruth?
Well, hold on. How about OJ? Nobody said OJ?
Come closer to the mic.
Nope. May have. I don't know.
Jury's still out on that one.
I'm thinking with a lot of them, a lot of very notable ones are actually, I'm a huge baseball guy, and I follow up with a lot of baseball trivia. I'm a huge Yankees fan, and the Yankees have nothing but history in their organization, and I watch that a lot, and I'm very, very familiar with a lot of it. And
they have the most mob bosses buried in their stadiums, right?
Oh, yeah. 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 And they have their they have one of the toughest crowds in Bronx, New York. But one day, actually, way back when, if you guys don't know baseball, you would know. If you guys may know baseball, you may not know him.
I know of baseball.
Ty Cobb.
That's the guy who hosted Extreme Home Makeover.
Yes, I'm familiar. He's very funny. I like that guy.
Ty Cobb, great guy.
But he was actually...
Changed his lives.
His record, what he's notable for is a lot of his records, and one of his biggest records is the greatest batting average of all time. And that's one of the biggest statistic in baseball is the greatest average. And a lot of people think it's Ted Williams, but it's Ty Cobb. Anyway, moral
take
of the
that,
story
Ted.
Is,
yeah. Yeah, and
fuck you.
Yeah, went overseas.
Was fuck that before Ted or after black people?
I'd say it'd be about during.
during
black people. Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, so anyway, no, way before. Ty Cobb, he was nicknamed the Georgia Peach because one day in 1912, in 1912, they had this huge thing. They had this one fan come in. He was in Yankee Stadium, which, you know, ironically, Yankees fans, the biggest shit talkers, and he was talking shit to fucking Ty Cobb. And Ty Cobb, he would just, I don't know, he'd heckle him like crazy. And I guess he told about his mother, and he talked about his mother, and like back then, yo mama jokes wasn't like anything, you know, to joke about. But he said his mama been having sex with a lot of N-words and stuff like that. Back in 1912, this was.
That's not acceptable now.
Oh, my God. That got him off. Which, by the way, this Yankees fan had no hands. Like, I guess he was a double amputee.
He had no
He beat the living shit out of him.
He beat the shit out of a double amputee?
Yeah. And by the way, I say and I quote, when he was... anyway, he got like the suspension and stuff like that. But when
Gotta say, if you have no hands, you're going to talk shit
and the
to
best,
like a professional baseball player? That's like a bad...
Yeah.
I don't know. You swing those nubs around, you don't got to worry about breaking any digits. It might
Babe
not
Ruth.
Be a bad strategy.
Babe Ruth says he's a prick, and like there are so many pictures of him because, you know, notably they grew up in the same time period. Ty Cobb was kind of on his way out. But yeah, he said he was a prick. And Ty Cobb, by the way, going back to the beating the shit out of the guy with no arms, when someone asked him why he beat up a guy with no arms, like why would he do something like that? I say, and I quote, "I don't care even if he didn't have feet."
So he doesn't care what he doesn't have at all.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Wait, did he not have hands or arms?
He didn't have hands. And they ask, hey, Ty Cobb, why did you beat up a guy with no hands? Wouldn't you know better than that? And he said, I don't give a fuck even if he didn't have feet. Like,
I respect him.
I don't know if that's like the exact quote, but I don't care even if he didn't have feet. Can you imagine if someone was doing that nowadays? They beat up someone. Can you picture Kanye West, right? Because some paraplegic wasn't standing up, so he went into the crowd and beat him up.
I can picture that,
and
actually.
Like, he doesn't have legs. I don't even care.
I think
if he
that happened.
Like,
I think that actually happened.
Yeah, but like, he had that pride.
Back in 2014.
It was just, like,
you remember.
Such a douchebag move.
Yeah,
yeah. He has the greatest average out of ever anyone, and he was in, believe, from 1905 and then to the 1920s. It was way back when baseball didn't even have numbers.
Highest,
and with he was on the Detroit Tigers, and it was like
highest batting average. That just means he doesn't care. He'll hit anything. He'll hit literally anything and everything. He'll hit every ball that comes around him. He'll hit every double amputee that's talking shit about him. He'll hit his own mom. He'll hit my mom. He's hit other people's moms, most likely. Probably. At some point, he's hit a mom or two, yeah. I would say.
Hey, man.
And the New York bars, like, you know, like, we're, or downtown Detroit, where,
Yeah, he'd hit the liquor probably pretty often.
Yeah.
Hit the bottle.
Here's what I respect about Ty Cobb. He said he doesn't give a fuck if even had feet. That is something right there.
You know what? That's a strong stance.
That's a hard line stance.
If you see everything going on with everyone nowadays, everyone saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't know better." Can you imagine if something like that happened and they were like, "Man,
there was no apology.
I don't even give a shit if he didn't have feet. I don't even give a shit even if he didn't have feet."
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know what, man?
That's integrity.
Unapologetic people are the new role models. In my opinion.
Straight to the point, and
we're all about people who don't apologize.
Everyone loves Cardi B. You know, people ate her ass at her own concerts, just right out in the stands while she was on stage. They would just come up.
They ate her ass?
Ate her ass, and then she ate their ass.
On stage?
Whomever they were. That's what Cardi B is about.
That's why I love Cardi B.
Did that really happen?
It did happen. You can find that on YouTube.
Oh, shit.
Wait. Most of it's blurred out on there, but
yeah,
I feel
for like, the best viewing experience. Probably
I feel
go
like
to
this
Pornhub.
Is a fish story.
That
sounds a little fishy.
I mean,
band Fish. But, I trust. I promise you had nothing to do with this.
No. Yeah. How about
way after Fish?
CBD. Did CBD have something to do with it?
I'll tell you. CBT had something to do with it.
No, CBD. Cross.
I'm talking about cock and ball torture. That'll
cock and ball. Disorder.
That'll disorder your balls right quick. I'm telling you. Oh,
yeah. So here's a funny
from personal experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I just need to interrupt just for 1 second and get back to it. I'm looking. I don't have a lot of. I'm thinking like Roger Clemens. I'm trying to find a good one right here, and I'm on this page, and fucking Ty Cobbs is listed number one in this one.
Like, yes! We nailed it!
Verified.
No. It says Cobb is a baseball legend that few know much about. He's arguably the best baseball player of all time, but he has many, many flaws. He would sharpen his spikes and slide into second base, hoping to hurt his opponents. He went on many tirades and was very racist. His feuds between teammates and his feuds between teammates whom he thought were simply jealous and even fought with a fan. Overall, he was just a selfish bad man.
I love how they're just brushing off like beating up a double amputee as getting a fight with a fan.
If I can,
right, for real, yeah. The fight with an armless fan. That. For that
if
matter.
I can quote Cardi B, I'd like to thank my haters because it's relatable.
Cardi B never said that.
Ty Cobb is the Cardi B of the 1900s.
Everyone ate his ass.
Totally. Probably every woman. I don't know.
Everybody was walking around with the smell of Ty Cobb's ass on their breath.
Only because he had CBD.
And they were proud.
During a date.
With all those fucking fancy ass homes he built them too, because he was on Extreme Home Makeover.
That's
Ty Cobb, right?
They ate his ass because he had CBD, and they were just going to try to blow him normally, but the butthole was where the penis usually is.
I feel like we're saying CBD,
surprise
like
rim job.
Know what we're talking about?
Also, CBD also stands for CB drums. I just noticed that
CB drums. Yeah.
Your drum set.
I have CB drums. There's CB cock drums. And ball cock and ball disorder. There's
CB drums.
Your listeners must know all about cock and ball disorder. That's why we're not explaining it.
No. We started the episode with that. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, it was rolling then? We were recording then?
Yeah, we were recording back then. Cock and ball disorder, obviously, we're going to revisit that, is the disorder.
Well, we cannot
which
forget.
We can't forget.
We have to have that in the forefront of everything.
It's the alpha and omega. You have your balls on top of your dick. That's like, to put it bluntly, that's what happens. Balls on top of your dick, drooping around your dick like a couple of doggy ears.
Beagle ears at that.
Do not forget.
Like
9/11 and cock and ball disorder.
And cock and ball
those
disorder.
Are two things we cannot.
I mean,
forget.
It couldn't possibly.
They're etched in the national psyche.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And also defined CBT, generations. Which means cognitive behavioral therapy and cock and ball torture.
And not to be confused with
torture.
CBD, which is diet weed.
Diet
CBD
weed.
Diet weed.
Weed light.
If you do CBD, you don't want the weed, but you want the benefits.
Cannabinoids.
And don't mix it with a bunch of Mentos.
Why?
It's the Diet Coke of weed.
Because it just shoots right out of your fucking lungs.
It'll give you diarrhea.
Shoots out of your lungs as if... As if you were a volcano of placebo and foam.
Does anybody else have any other douchebag celebrities we can talk about?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Fuck Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, your burgers suck.
Wahlburgers.
And you're from Boston. And you also Boston modeled sucks. Calvin Klein underwear.
He put $250,000 on Manny Pacquiao winning the fight.
Well, let's be realist.
Against Floyd Mayweather.
Did Manny Pacquiao lost to Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. What if?
So you're telling me Mark Wahlberg lost $250,000? That makes me feel great.
Is Mark Wahlberg's personality that different than any other Southie person you've ever really met?
No, he is a Southie.
I mean, ultimately, no.
Yeah.
He's a Southie.
Like people like to talk shit about the South being racist. I spent 4 years in North Carolina.
Oh wait, the South? No, he's from Boston.
No, I know that, but like people like talk about the South being all this racist, and I feel like the racism in New England, Boston especially, is.
Oh,
way
yeah.
fucking worse. Like, how many times have you been sit with a bunch of people and someone goes, oh, man, and then they fucking tip their head back and look around. Hey, what's the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of that up here. It's fucking crazy.
At least down south, they're honest about that
for
shit.
For real. It's right in the open, right? So I used to work with a bunch of guys like, oh, look at the fucking Canadians cutting the lawn. Yeah, the Mexicans. Right? Okay, assholes. Yeah. Fucking, right? Like, it was wide open, you know? Like, and I don't know. I kind of respect that a little bit more than the whole you're sitting there talking and all of a sudden someone's picks their head up and looks like a fucking prairie dog looking to see if anyone's looking. Hey.
Be discreet about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the South, they just hang the fucking flag off their truck as they fly by.
You ever
and
meet,
it's like, oh, there's a racist.
Especially in Georgia when they beat the shit out of fans with no arms. You know?
Ty Cobb flew a Confederate flag
and they don't even
off.
Give a shit if they even had feet. Like,
didn't even care.
You got the Georgia Peach for a nickname. The baseball is so historic, that's
George Peach.
Has Mark Wahlberg done something notable or just in general? Like,
no.
I don't think I can. I feel like I've heard stories, but I can't pinpoint any one thing.
Apparently, Mark Wahlberg, when he was in like fucking college or when he was just a teenager or some shit like that, he beat up this guy. This Vietnamese guy called him a bunch of Vietnamese slurs, and then like stole his wallet and his money.
He was a
and then
a
he
punk,
just went to go and
that was part of his whole persona.
He was definitely like he used to beat the shit out of his older brother Danny. Like he was the tough guy of his like era, and he's like was like gang kind of thing and supposedly reformed.
That's so how he got into the Funky Bunch because he had enough cred to start a band called Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
And supposedly he found a transformer.
Yeah, I remember.
He dates transsexuals.
We don't like to judge. It's 2019. He's free to make him a douchebag.
That is not part of why he's a douchebag.
That's not what a transformer is.
Yeah. He is.
Is a transformer something else?
I thought that was someone in transition.
He's a douchebag that found a transformer.
They're in the later stages.
People get all the luck. I hate that phrase. I fucking hate it.
Some people get all the luck.
That's because you have all the luck.
No, you're thinking negatively, therefore you should be thinking positively and focus it on an actual positive term. Like, hey, I learned, you know, Wayne Gretzky, 100% of the shots that aren't taken aren't made.
I think that's a paraphrase.
No, I'm pretty sure that was accurate.
Yeah, that was
word
that
spot
was
on.
Off the Wikipedia. Yeah.
Spot on. Wiki quotes.
Yeah, that's what Wiki quote. Yeah,
Julian Assange can verify that. Julian!
So, guys, we're getting
to the
end.
You to verify a quote.
No, we're getting to the end. We got to wrap up.
We got to wait for Julian.
We got to wrap up.
My homie JJ.
All right. Here we are. I have to do this every episode. Sorry. This episode was sponsored by Stericycle. Stericycle. Do you have a bunch of human waste you need to dispose of? A bunch of needles?
Maybe a dead cat.
We'll even take feces.
Did you just get attacked by a bear and shoot it in the face because you were ready with the poop on your balls and dick? Well, here you go. Call Stericycle. We'll come and take that bear off your hands for no charge at all. It's free, completely free. We'll put it in a gigantic microwave, turn it into black dust, and then we're going to put it in a bag, and then you're going to put it into your potted plants, and your wife can make a nice garden. Beautiful circle of life kind of thing. Also, Ice Cream Jones is Ice Cream Farm. Ice Cream Jones, he's started his own proprietary butter and ice cream brands, and it's a beautiful thing.
100% bear butter.
They're really good.
Bear milk is the main ingredient in all of Ice Cream Jones's ice cream. Bear milk.
Taste the bear. Ice Cream Jones approved.
We're freeing all the cows. No more cows, only bears. Bears are the new domesticated animal, and we're going to start eating them, we're going to start milking them, we're going to start fucking them, we're going to do everything we can with these bears.
And breed them. Don't forget the sweet sensation.
Exactly.
The only authorized dealer.
Is it hard to find?
Of what?
Of used Hanes Michael Jordan underwear. The only authorized dealer.
Sweet sensation.
Is it hard to find people to milk the bears?
No,
really.
It's very easy.
Not at all.
It's easy? I feel like that would be very hard.
Deep down, everybody wants to milk a bear.
Everyone wants to milk a bear, but does a bear want to be milked?
There were almost never. Almost
never. That's
no problem because the general aspect of it is to improve your skills in foreplay. So,
yes. The main workforce demographic of Ice Cream Jones Bear Farm
is 5 to 8 year olds.
5 to 8 year old boys
working on their foreplay,
working on their hand action.
Start them young.
Start them young, exactly.
Starting young, start them strong.
So we're gonna start
a
talking about Malcolm
wife
Jackson again.
Is a happy life.
We're wrapping up because we're an hour and a half in.
Wrap her up with her with your foreplay.
And then we could continue on after this.
Buddy.
We only have so much time that we can spend. I mean, we can record for a long time, but I mean, it's 9:20. So, actually, it's 4:20. Let's smoke some. Let's smoke some DMT, and we're gonna smoke some DMT after this. Is that how you do DMT?
You could.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
When I did DMT, it was with weed at the same time.
You leave.
I feel
Houston.
Like asking that question is losing some credibility.
I don't do drugs. I'm not Joe Rogan. I'm not Joe Rogan. I don't do drugs.
Yeah. With
get your hair back, man.
With vegan birthday cakes.
Vegan birthday cakes.
Yeah. Vegan cakes.
We got it. Let's just I'm just going to let's just wrap up this audio file
brought
and then
to
we
you
can
by bird cakes.
We can record a little more if you want.
Let's
but
wrap up
let's
this
just
audio
let's just record a little
like
bit
a
of
stone.
An outro.
Bam.
Let's just do a quick outro. This is Slappin' Bird Pod. We're with Alex. Alex is El Natural on Instagram. He's doing stand up in Rhode Island. We're in Rhode Island. From Pawtucket. Alex is from you're from Coventry?
I'm from East Greenwich.
East Greenwich, sorry. Close enough.
From wherever. It's all over the place, really. It's hard to keep track of it, but I've also been kind of figuring out a way of getting shows and getting organized.
When's your next gig?
Next gig? Rather soon. Coming soon.
All right.
To a theater near you.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep an eye.
Sorry to flood you with all the details.
We got Alex.
Get your pen and paper ready, folks.
At LNatcher_Al.
Yeah.
On Instagram. And we have Ryan.
Yep.
He has 3 Instagram accounts.
Ryan is actually very talented and he does a many things. So what Instagram? Pick one. Or do all 3. I don't fucking care. Don't listen to me. I'm not an authority figure.
Let's go ahead and plug the Down City podcast, even though that's I don't consider competition, you know, whatever. So
we're not competition.
We're friends here. Let's plug the Down City podcast for all the listeners here. I guess I'll give a shout out to Chase Canine Services, my dog training business.
Oh yeah,
wonderful.
But yeah,
That was the most professional plug we've ever had. So thank you for giving us some iota of like authenticity here.
We train and rehabilitate dogs.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's a real business that unleash you also your dog's true potential. Unlike the rest of the businesses we plug.
Yeah, it's real stuff. And Ben has an Instagram too, but don't go to it.
I'm changing the name soon, so you can't find it. But currently it's intragnizant.
I like these
easy also,
names.
You can find me, you very know, phonetically. I am the Prime Minister of Israel. However, I also do Yoo-hoo, the only source of chocolate grease water. Available at most stores. Buy it. Or don't. Or whatever. Fuck you. I'm Benjamin Netanyahu.
Thank you, Ben.
Coming soon to an Israeli prison near you.
Thanks, Ben. All right. Yeah. I'm Greg. That's Nico. Alex got hit by lightning again. We're
going to figure out how that...
We're going to figure out why he...
We should stop carrying around so much lightning.
So much brass.
Exactly. Okay, anyway, conductive. Good night. Thanks for listening. Everybody has to kiss.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Again. Suck around, buddies.